The conference is now being recorded.
Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY23 earnings conference call of Creative New Tech Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company which are based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties which are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference has been recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ketan Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, Creative New Tech Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Creative New Tech Limited's earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and full year ended March 31st, 2023. I would like to start by thanking you all for taking the time to join us today. On the call with me are Mr. Abhijit Kanwinde, our CFO, and Mr. Vijay Advani, full-time director at Creative New Tech Limited. Before we get into the business and financial performance, I would like to share some key recent developments and brief insights regarding the company. The past financial year saw several headwinds in the form of macroeconomic volatility and geopolitical tension, which impacted the overall market and consumer sentiment. However, resilience has always been a part of our DNA at Creative, and that reflects in our performance during the year. The shift towards digital technology continues to drive demand for various products as more and more industries adopt digital and online methods. We strive to maintain a light and agile business model with a selective strategy to build our brand portfolio such that our offerings remain a step ahead of the ongoing market and consumer trends. This reflects in our brand kitty, which has niche products which are relevant and scalable. Over the recent months, we added Cricut, a premium brand offering craftwork-related series of products, and Razer, a US-based gaming brand. Both of these are among the leading names in their respective fields. Some of the other recent additions include Samsung Flash Memory, Lexer, and Fujifilm Instax. On the licensing front, we are now Honeywell licenses in 38 countries covering the APAC and the GCC region. With our growing suite of Honeywell products, such geographical expansion should bring in the scale that we have been expecting in this line of business. This in turn will help us bring brand licensing into a sizable part of our revenue and will also boost our profit margin. Given that we are present across multiple channels, it gives us substantial leverage to reach a broad market base. The synergy from Honeywell business will continue to grow this fiscal year. This also garners the attention of other global brands looking at brand licensing as a beneficial approach. Speaking of headroom for growth, the budget proposals and digitization and technology revamp could possibly result in a multi-billion dollar opportunity for India's IT sector. With the budget allocation of Rs. 4,600 crores in PLI scheme, we expect in the coming years to get our goods manufactured in India, which will help us reduce our inventory level and overall working capital due to reduction of number of days in logistics. Consolidated performance highlights for the quarter ended March 31, 2023. Total income for the quarter was Rs. 402.98 crores in quarter 4 FY23, a year-on-year increase of 50.16%. Improvement in EV segment was supported by strong demand for brands such as Samsung, Cooler Master, Honeywell and Viewsonic. EBITDA is at Rs. 11.49 crores in quarter 4 FY23, year-on-year increase of 23.92%. EBITDA margin stood at 2.85%. PAT stood at rupees 6.45 crores in quarter 4 FY23 compared to rupees 5.18 crore in quarter 4 FY22, while PAT margin stood at 1.6%. As you might be aware, last year we rearranged our segmental structure on the distribution front to better align with our business design and strategy. Our business are now categorized in the following four segments: FMSG, fast-moving social media gadget. This comprise of new and niche products that appeal to the younger demographic and have a fast turnaround. The brands are driven by social media penetration and wide adoption. This is one of the fastest growing and higher margin segments. FMCG, fast-moving consumer technology. This segment includes established consumer products that cater to personal and organizational demand, such as Samsung, Eyeball, and ViewSonic. EB, enterprise business. This comprises products supplied to enterprise and of high volume. Some brands in that category include MSI, Philips, AOC, etc. FMEG, fast-moving electronic goods. This segment covers our alliance with Reliance, through which we offer home appliances, bulb lights from brands such as BPL and Calvinator. This segment better reflects our buying portfolio with give better clarity on high margin and high volume products. We periodically expand and refresh our portfolio with new niche brands and products relevant to our time. Coming to CCAT, our online digital B2B e-commerce platform, it is facilitating the growth of our business while catering to existing and new customers with nominal additional cost. The platform has helped us expand our partner base and volumes of transactions. CCAT will continue to be our one-stop solution for customers and improving the working capital cycle and profitability. Now I hand it over to Mr. Abhijit Kaminde, who will take you through the financial highlights in quarter 4 and FY23.
Thank you, sir, and a good afternoon to you all. I will share the highlights of our consolidated financial performance, after which we will open the floor for questions. Our financials are reported as per Ind AS guidelines. Looking at consolidated Q4 results, the company reported a total income of rupees 402.98 crores, growing at 50.16% year-on-year. This was driven by strong demand for the brands like Samsung, Cooler Master, Honeywell, ViewSonic, supported by improvement in EB sector. The quarterly EBITDA stood at rupees 11.49 crores as against 9.28 crores in the previous corresponding period, an increase of 23.92% year-on-year. The change in the product mix during the period impacted the margins. The PAT for the quarter is rupees 6.45 crores as compared to rupees 5.18 crores for Q4 FY22, an year-on-year growth of 24.55%. Speaking of the full year results now, for the financial year ended on 31st of March 2023, we reported a total income of rupees 1,402.25 crores, driven by growth in enterprise business segment, coupled with higher demand for brands like Samsung, Cooler Master, Honeywell, and ViewSonic. The EBITDA stood at rupees 45.12 crores as against rupees 32.62 crores in the previous corresponding year, an increase of 38.31% year-on-year. The EBITDA margin stood at 3.22%. Change in product mix offset the benefit of improved operational efficiencies, which has impacted the margin. PAT for the year is at rupees 27.25 crores as compared to rupees 19.25 crores in the corresponding previous period, a growth of 41.56%. This is all from our side. We can now open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sudhir Beda from Right Time Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thank you so much, Sudhir Bhai.
Sir, I just wanted to know the detail of Honeywell business. So what kind of number you have clocked in this FY23? And what is the visibility of that particular Honeywell consumer products segment, which I think will grow exponentially from here? So can you throw some light on that business and the prospect for next 2-3 years?
Sudhir Bhai. So last year Honeywell business was close to 108 crores. In that we did 79 crores of business in India and 29 crores of business in abroad. So out of the total business of 1376 crores in console, Honeywell business stood at 8% of our business. In the coming year, we have planned to do the Honeywell business of close to 180 crores for this year. We also think that our top line will grow overall by 10 to 15%. So which will get the Honeywell business close to 14-15% of our overall business. Honeywell, as you know now, is available for 38 countries. And we have already started our operations for Middle East. We have Middle East director also in place now. And we have signed up with 4 to 5 distributors in Middle East. We are also participating in the JITEX Africa exhibition, which is happening at Morocco. So that will also open our entry into the African countries. And for Southeast Asia also, we have Southeast Asia director in place. So I think Honeywell business from here will definitely grow exponentially. A couple of things to do that business is that because a lot of business have moved online, and especially countries like Southeast Asia and Middle East, they don't have the general trade or mom and pop stores a lot. Their business is online and modern retail or power retail, as it is called, right? So for online business, you require a lot of reviews so that you don't have to pay a lot of money to Amazon to acquire its customers. And for the power retail business, you require to pay some upfront listing fees, which is a tune of 450 to 500 thousand AED. Okay. So, and they only list products once a year. So that process also started during this March-April month. So our business is slightly slower there. For the first quarter also, it may be a bit slow abroad, but it will start picking up from the end of second quarter, and the third and the fourth quarter would be very good on that business.
Great, great, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and all the best, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sarang Anjuwala, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on excellent performance. Couple of questions actually. So, in terms of.
Sorry, your voice is not audible. Can you come closer to the mic, please?
Is it better?
Yeah, a bit better. If you could be a tad louder, it would be very clear.
Okay. Let me know if this is better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So my question is around the spread. So even this quarter, I'm seeing that EV has, maximum share. And then typically, FMSG is the area where we have higher margins. So I'm just trying to understand the trend, I mean, like in terms of FMSG, I mean, if you see this year, more or less it's kind of flat. So, do you see any challenge on that front? How is the traction on FMSG side?
Mr. Sarang, your voice was a bit cracking, but what I could understand, I'll just repeat and you can tell me yes or no. You said that in the split, EB, which is a lower percentage margin business, that share is higher, and FMSG, which is a higher percentage margin business, that share is lower. That's what is your question, and how will we kind of grow that business? That's what you are saying?
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Your observation is completely right. And in the EB space, because we don't use any working capital in that space, so we get the money advance and then we also pay in advance. And that's why whenever we have, it's more of an opportunity business, and whenever we have that free cash flow, we do that. We are very cognizant of that fact that it also affects our overall margin-to-margin ratio,
yeah.
Because it gives you a higher top line with a lower bottom line. So from this year onward, we are going to rationalize that business and not take it as it comes. For the FMSG business, because we had GoPro with us for, and we have not been doing that business for a couple of years because of COVID, and then the travel and all restrictions were there, so that product and also the chipset shortage affected overall, and the company retrenched a lot. In that category, now we have two products which we launched last quarter. One is Cricut. It's a $1.6 billion U.S. brand, completely driven by social media. Millennials are the users of that product. We just launched that product in India last month, and it has shown a very good traction, which was launched only online on Amazon, and now we will start offering to that channel. But that product looks like very positive. And also we launched Razer. Razer is the number one gaming brand. It's a cult-like brand, again in the FMSG sector. That's also come, in the last 2 months, we launched it in the last 2 months. The sale for that brand is also there. So FMSG share overall will start, you will start seeing that the sale there will be much higher in the coming quarters. Since you asked this question also, I would like to add one more thing, that in the future, and the direction from the board for this year also is that less is more. They want us to keep consolidating on the brand distribution business, and they want us to kind of, in the next 3 years' time, have two to three licensing brands and just 3 to 4 brands in the FMSG segment. As you understand that we do this distribution business for 3 main reasons. One is the foot in the door, so we can offer our products to the retailers there. Second is to get higher visibility. And third is to amortize our cost. We clearly understand that at 50 crores business a month, we can amortize our cost, and then all incremental cash flows we want to use for FMSG and our brand licensing business.
Also, sir, this is Abhijit. You know, our working capital cycle of debtors, inventory and creditors, if you if you calculate, then it was last year consolidated basis. For the financial year ended 22, it was 61 days. It has fallen to 34 days. Clearly, that is because the enterprise business is giving us actually a no working capital situation where the money comes in advance and we pay later. So, this is an improvement in working capital, which I would like to highlight.
Right. So thanks for the detailed explanation. One question around categorization. So Honeywell India business, do we kind of consider it under FMSG or how is it? I know Honeywell abroad is part of console numbers, it's part of secure connections, but how about Honeywell India? Is it part of FMSG?
So in India, the air purifiers and other actually falls under the FMSG sphere. And the fast-moving electronic essential business of Honeywell, it would go under the computer technology space. But since predominantly the category falls under the FMSG space, we have categorized it under the FMSG space.
Okay. Got it. In answer to last question, I think you already mentioned, but I missed the number. What was the Honeywell business this year? Licensing cost?
Okay. So the total business this year was 108 crores. 79 crores of that business happened in India, and 29 crores of that business happened abroad.
Okay. Got it. All right. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Arora, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Nikhil, sir.
Yeah. Thanks for the invitation and congratulations on the good set of numbers. So, are we planning for any fundraising in the near future, like for expansion in terms of new brands or the Honeywell business?
You want to answer? Okay. What we understand, and I am very new to the market, but they say that the quality of investor also is one of the important tick point when it comes from the research point of view. And so if we get the right kind of fund or investment company which is into, say, technology space, which can give us the, some advice and also the right connections into that space, we will look at raising fund to the tune of 40 to 50 crores.
This money will be utilized in, expanding Honeywell business because what happens is, you know, that we have to conquer so many countries. You know, right now in this financial year, without any additional money or other, with our internal accrual, we plan to expand in, we already started Singapore, we want to do Thailand, Malaysia and Indonesia. We want to do a little bit of Sri Lanka. And we have to expand in GCC. You know, that is going to be our plan for 180 crores. If in case we get money, that entire money obviously will be more used in working capital than, you know, to buy more inventory. And definitely then we can fast forward the expansion of countries and possibly in the next financial year, first quarter, we will plan to go to, Africa. You know, that is what is in our mind. That is in our mind. So, to answer your question, in case we get money, and in case we are able to, then we will fast forward the Honeywell growth. If we don't, then possibly what numbers we have promised will definitely deliver. So we've said that, by 26, we will at least be 500 crores in Honeywell or any other brand. And, the total top line will be in the range of 2,100 to 2,200 crores. So that will definitely happen.
So, thank you, Abhi, sir. Actually, my next question is about the geographical expansion only, and you already answered it.
Yeah.
So, also, I want to know if, what was the driving growth behind the EV segment this year? If you see the FMEG segment, the revenues are declining. Is there any particular reason behind that?
Nikhil, your voice was a bit cracking. You asked something about the EV segment, but we could not get it.
The growth factor behind the EV segment and also the FMEG segment, the revenues are quite declining. So any particular reason behind that?
A couple of things on that side. First is on the EV segment, since it's a back-to-back business, and my understanding this last year was that until you are putting more money, absolute money into the bank rather than percentage, it's a good thing. But I think now the margin ratios are also very, very important. So if there's an opportunity also on a larger side on the EV business, we will slightly curtail that business. Coming to the FMEG business, our whole point is that Honeywell, we have the structured cabling business. The structured cabling business has Cat 5, Cat 6 cables, CCTV cables, fiber cables, which are used by Honeywell themselves and also by a lot of other electrical channel operators. We started the FMEG business so we could learn and get into the electrical channel, that space. As we are trying to get into that, we find that channel is slightly difficult channel, more traditional outlook channel, and that's why we are not growing that business. Currently, we are having the distribution of BPL from Reliance in base, and Polycab also. So we are just trying to piggyback on these two brands to build our business. So if that we have success in, say, we are trying to do that experiment in Southern India currently. If we get the success there, then we would build that business further or slowly wean that business on. I keep the Honeywell business, but wean the FMEG business company.
Okay. Thank you so much for the detailed answering, sir.
Yes.
My last question, I just want to know the Honeywell share in profit margins during the quarter.
Okay. One second. You want to say?
So Honeywell share in, you said consol?
Yeah, consol.
Okay. So this one would like to say, so last year, okay, look for on a full year basis, okay, the Honeywell business and the consol businesses, they added 6.4 crores to the bottom line. So our bottom line was standalone was 20.85 crores, and our consol bottom line is 27.25, around 6.4 crores of addition in bottom line.
Yeah. Nikhil, I just want to also add that since we are in the growing stage currently, there are a lot of expenses. For example, the Morocco exhibition, what we are taking up, it will cost us almost to the tune of 30-35 lakh rupees, the whole cost of traveling, building booth, and also paying for the rental for the booth. That's the case. So in spite of the expansion, in spite of spending money on die, in spite of spending money on getting all the regulatory compliance for the electronic products everywhere. For example, we just went to Singapore. It requires the Singapore SG mark. For that, you require a certification which costs $10,000. So including all this certification, also we have been able to post a good profit in that Honeywell business, and this is all expensed out actually and not taken as a part of capital expenditure. So now, because we have all the four categories ready, all the certifications ready, and we have to still participate in the GITEX Middle East, that is Dubai, which will happen in September, October. But rest of all participations we have done. So the Honeywell profits will grow also from this year.
Okay, okay, okay. Got your point. That's all from my side. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you so much, Nikhil.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Neha Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on good set of numbers. I have a couple of questions. Hello?
Yes, yeah. Good afternoon.
Sir, just wanted to understand what is the profit margin for each segment for this entire year? For FMEG, FMCT, FMSG, etc. So what are the individual profit margins for these segments?
Yeah. If you look at your segmental result, so you want, I am giving you profit margin for the console, say from the console segmental result. The EB segmental result has a profit margin of 2.71%. FMSG is 20.71. FMEG has been 10.45% as a percentage, but the amount of profit is hardly anything. And FMCT, the profit margin is 5.39. Overall, it is 5.83%.
So, do we have any plans as to how we are going to increase the profit margins, or we see this level to be maintained for the next couple of years?
Definitely we have plans to increase the profit margins. Please appreciate that as we grow Honeywell business, okay, in the profit margins in console revenue will grow, because Honeywell business has a gross margin of 45 to 55%. In India it is actually 45%, and abroad it is more than 50%. So as and when in consolidated revenue, the Honeywell share grows, the profitability is going to zoom up. So we have given an internal guideline that by FY26, you know, if you want to see the profitability, then on a consolidated basis, our PAT will be, which right now is hovering in the range of 2. Will be as a percentage, will be in the range of 4.5 to 5%. Okay, so that's going to be a steadily growing because of Honeywell business growing, and we would like to also add one more brand or a licensing business which will deliver that kind of gross margin.
Okay, may I just adding to what Abhijit said? So the whole guidance is that in the next 3 years, increase the Honeywell business to almost 30% of your top line. Consolidate on the brand distribution business.
Reduce
the brand. And on the FMSG, which is also a higher margin business, and it's also a business which is best suited for the Indian demographic currently, get 4 or 5 exclusive niche brands, which is high margin and high volume. So that's the whole plan. So in the next 2 to 3 years, step by step, we have a plan of every quarter and every year. So the margins from 2% will go to between 4.5 to 5%.
Got it, sir, got it. And sir, in terms of our working capital cycle, which seems to have improved recently, so is this improvement sustainable, or what is the level that we'll be maintaining now that we are also growing?
Let me take this question, ma'am. Of course, working capital cycle is improved, okay, on a consolidated basis. It is around 31-32 days, okay,
34 days.
What we envisage is that we are likely to increase the Honeywell business, yeah, and Honeywell business needs a little higher working capital, and obviously the contribution of enterprise business will go down in the business. We feel that, we will settle at around 37-38 days of working capital going forward. So that's going to be our deadline.
Okay, so got it. And sir, like you mentioned before, that we are also planning to bring on board a few new niche products.
Yeah.
It's part of the expansion, but apart from that, how do we like retain existing brands so that, you know, they don't typically switch distributors? So what is our strategy for that?
Yeah. A couple of things, Neha. It's a very good question you asked strategically. See, when you take up a brand, that point of time, the company has certain goals and the brands have certain goals. In 4 to 5 years' time, sometimes it may happen that either the company or the brand both may outlive each other in terms of their goals. That's the time kind of you have to part with a brand. That's what it happens. We take a brand with a kind of a view that the brand should be with us for 8 to 10 years, right? And ideally we take up a brand where we do the whole bit of it, so whole 9 years we do. So right from importing to distributing to doing the marketing to doing the influencer part of that brand to repair, servicing and the EPR also for that brand. Everything we do. So it's a very, very integrated and a very closed coordination we do with the brand on every aspect. So in case if the brand has certain issues, say financially, or the product kind of is not required into the market because of the change of technology, that's when only the we have to part with the brand. That's the case. Second, consider a product like a monitor, right? That also we distribute for Samsung. Over a period of time, everybody has moved to a laptop. During the COVID, everybody wanted a second computer at home, so the monitor sales and the price both zoomed up. But now the monitor prices have stabilized and people are not buying another monitor for their home because they have already bought the same. In these cases, that brand sale may go down, but we factor it every year. So we have an annual operating plan and we have a quarterly operating plan, and based on that we work. Out of that, the most important brands are there that falls into my KRA. Where if the brand is very important, it is giving us high margin, high volume, then I have to closely work with the brand to grow that. So that's the case. But sometimes it is sheer bad luck that whatever you may try, but you may short fall of a brand's expectation and the brand may move out from you. That could happen.
Just want to add something to what Ketan said. You know, strategically, we are a national distribution house. And therefore, some brands which must, there is always a cutoff of gross margin as well as, top line monthly for some brands. If they are not giving any justifiable numbers, then board has advised us and we calculate ROI for every brand on a monthly and a quarterly basis. So if the ROI is not justifying the investment, in the brand is not justifying the returns, then a board has given us a mandate that, we should drop off those brands gradually. So we are thinking of dropping off at least 4 or 5 brands which are not making any sense to us in this financial year.
Got it, sir. Okay. Thank you so much, sir, and good luck.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harsh Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
What I wanted to ask you is, why did the raw material expense as a percentage of our sales increase Y on Y, which caused our gross margin to drop?
Why did the gross material
why did our raw material expense as a percentage of sales increase Y on Y, causing our gross profit to drop?
In the last year, if you whole consider, right, there were two things. One, there was acute shortage in the material for the first two quarters, and also the freight cost had really gone up very high due to the China thing. So I think that's why the cost of the raw material looks higher when you compare year on year, because of the freight cost and also the shortage, so that went higher. And lot of time we think that instead of increasing the prices, the brand thinks actually, instead of increasing the prices to keep the market share constant so that people don't move to other brands. That is the primary reason.
Thank you, sir. And sir, one more question, please. If we see our operating expenses have reduced Y on Y.
Yeah.
In the quarter.
Yeah.
So could you like shed some light?
Yeah. You see, the other expenses have reduced year on year. Let me see on a standalone basis. Standalone basis, I will explain to you why they have reduced.
Yes, sir.
On a standalone basis, the other expenses last year were 33.26 crores, which has come down to 30.67 crores. The major reduction in the other expense has been a crore of rupees in sales promotion, 50 lakh rupees on commission spread, and there is a reduction of service expense from 5.05 crores to 2.47 crores. Okay, all these are the expenses which are the promotions and sales, promotion and commission and service expenses are expenses we spend on behalf of the brand. So technically, there has been lower spending in this financial year on behalf of the brand.
Understood, sir. And sir, one last question. Hello? Yeah. Sir, what would be the breakdown of domestic versus overseas revenue?
Breakdown domestic versus overseas. Okay, so almost on a consult basis, out of 1376 of consult revenue.
1331.
Approximately 875 crores will be foreign revenue, and domestic will be around 500 crores.
Thank you, sir, so much. That's
all
from my
thank you. Opinion. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jacob James, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I wanted to know what are the measures are we taking in order to improve our cash flow position?
Yeah. Okay, it's a pertinent question. This time, there has been negative cash flow from operation to the extent of 18 and odd crores. Okay, clearly if you see refer to the balance sheet, and if you go to the stand balance sheet, there is one item where there has been increase in other current assets, you know, and to the tune of approximately 40 crores. If you see the composition of this other current assets, almost 40 crores has increased in GST deposit. Okay, so with duties and taxes receivable, the amount has is 30 from 36 or 37 crores, it has become 74 crores. There are 2-3 components of this. This year we will receive around 7 crores, 5.5 crores of GoPro receivable, that is for part and parcel of duties and taxes receivable. The GST we paid on export of 24 crores has already come in the month of April, and definitely we are hoping that there is around 24.5 crores of MEIS and duty drawback which is pending from government. This year we think it will come back. So most of the money which is invested in GST duties and taxes receivable will liquidate it in this financial year, and I am sure that our cash flow from operations will be a good positive figure. Okay. If you care to see, our debtors are in line, they have fallen. Our creditors, our inventory has fallen. Okay. What has gone wrong, there has been an investment in the duties and taxes receivable, which will come in this financial year, and we will have a positive cash flow this time. For sure.
Okay, noted that.
Yeah.
If I talk about working capital, earlier you mentioned that some numbers on Honeywell's working capital. So if you could reiterate, what is Honeywell's working capital as compared to the rest of the brands on an average?
So definitely the rest of the brands, the working capital is in the range of 40 to 45. Okay, however Honeywell is 60, almost 60. Yeah, so this position will also improve. Okay, reason being, Honeywell factories in first 1 or 2 or 3 times, you know, they do not give us credit. You know, we have to send money in advance. However, nowadays, okay, after two years of, you know, buying with them, now they have started giving us credit. So this 60 days will also improve and come to 50. Okay. And rest we have 45 days. Okay. So we presume that overall, including enterprise business, we will be at, today we are at 34, but we will be at 37 or 38. Okay. Going forward.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one more question.
Sure.
If we talk about our product mix, which has impacted our profit margin, so could you highlight on the change in product mix due to which our profit margins have been impacted? If you could highlight on that.
So in the last year, compared for the last two last year, everything was in shortage, and the gaming products, because they are fast moving, the gaming products which are mainly Cooler Master, PNY, Colorful, they were doing extremely well because the chips were not available, the graphic cards were also in extreme demand. Last year we saw a drop into that segment completely, the gaming segment, mainly because the same product goes into crypto mining, the same product goes into high frequency trade on the stock market, and the same product also goes into animation and other parts. So there we saw a considerable drop on that. Second, we also saw a considerable drop on the FMHG sector, and I think that is because the interest rates went very up, and our that consumer group is India's consumer group, and our consumer group also in that segment is 35 years or lesser, which is 75% almost. And this, because the 3% or 50% high on the home loan rate, I think that affected a bit, I think so. But I'm not sure about that, but in that segment the buying was less. So actually, from post Diwali, we saw that the offtake for gadgets was lesser.
Thank you for the insight, sir. That is all from me, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ketan Patel for closing comments.
I once again thank you all for joining us on the phone call today and look forward to interacting with you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Creative New Tech Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.